Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Look, we've heard a lot about the housing market and the shift that we've seen where, gosh, remember a few years ago when it was 100% a seller's market and, man, people were paying $50,000 over asking and making all the buyers were making all sorts of concessions saying, oh, I'll, you know, waive inspection, I'll waive appraisal, everything. I just want the house. They're willing to do anything.
We got outbid by $30,000 on a house. Where the person that won was just paying cash.
Yeah, everyone was making...
They don't have to deal with financing or any of that. I mean, it was crazy.
It was nuts. So we've definitely seen a shift. And you hear a lot of people, we were talking about this yesterday, Mark, this whole affordability crisis. Okay, no doubt, I mean, it's not great right now, but we're certainly moving in the right direction. But it is challenging for home buyers and for people certainly trying to sell their home right now. And I guess maybe I was on maternity leave when this happened. This idea that Trump had, he floated the idea of a 50-year mortgage.
Yep.
Look, I support a lot of what Donald Trump does. This is just stupid. This is a terrible idea. Terrible. This is not only going to make it extremely difficult for you to have any equity, it's going to take a lot longer for you to actually have equity in your home because, again, you're paying off the interest really first. You're not really tackling the principal payment. It's mostly interest out of the gate.
You could end up paying more in interest than you paid for the house.
Oh, well, 100% you would. But even when you're doing a 30-year loan, you can often do that, right? But especially if you have a 50-year loan. So you're going to have, a ton of interest, and it's going to take a very long time to have any equity. This is not the solution. I don't know what the solution is. I'm not paid the big bucks to try to figure out what that is. But I do know this is not it. Listen to Dave Ramsey. Listen to his response to this idea that Trump had.
The difference in a 50-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage, as we just described, you would think it would be almost half. But it's only 16% less. So your payment on a 50-year on a $500,000 is $2,200. On a 30-year is $2,600. You save a whole $300 by going in debt an extra 20 freaking years. Mm. And you save $300. And this is going to fix America's housing crisis. Oh, horse crap, Trump. That's absolutely asinine, and you know it.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He doesn't mince any words.
No, Ramsey's a piece of work. I love listening to that guy. I don't always follow everything he says, but he's dead on. I mean, it's just most of us don't have the discipline to follow what he does. I've listened to his show, and the people that have followed the steps, and they've paid off incredible amounts of debt in 1 year just to become debt-free, and it's fantastic if you can do it. I just don't know very many people that have the discipline to do it.
Well, yeah, because you're giving up vacations, going out to eat, you're really not doing anything extra other than the essentials. And you can do that for, it's kind of like losing weight, right? In January, everyone goes to the gym and they're really, really dedicated. And then February, it kind of dwindles down. And then by March, you just have the regulars who are there all the time. Well, it's like that. Like, you're willing to be really disciplined for a while with your finances. And then you start slipping back into old habits. But that's why the 50-year loan, if this were to actually be a thing moving forward, it's not yet, it would be appealing to certain people. And I don't know that they would realize that it's not really saving them that much money, as Dave Ramsey said.
The thing, and there's a difference, but there's also a comparison to people who want luxury vehicles and they really can't afford them, but now you've got dealers that'll finance things for 10 years, right?
Instead of the average, like a 6-year loan is pretty common.
Well, 5 or 6 years has become more common, but they'll do it for 10 years and maybe longer than that in some cases. The difference there is the vehicle, unless it's a Maserati or something that is going to increase in value, the minute you drive a car off the lot, it drops in value and it never appreciates except for a brief time during COVID when used car values actually went up over new car values. A home does appreciate, but not enough to justify an additional 20 years of interest payments. Never would.
Why, when you said Maserati, why would a Maserati? Are you saying there's an exception where that would somehow gain?
I just mean a collector car.
Like, okay, got it.
There are cars that do go up in value over the years. Let's say you went out and you bought some rare Ferrari and paid $200,000 for it, and that's probably
that's
a small amount, but it would be an investment. There are people that invest in cars that are older and worth a lot of money that do go up in value. That's not what we're talking about here. People are going to car dealerships and financing brand new vehicles for 10 years, and they're going to lose money. They're going to bleed out. I mean, there's no way that car, it goes down in value every year after you drive it off the lot.
Oh, I'll never buy
a
new car.
You're paying $600-$700 a month for 10 years. I mean, it's crazy.
You've got 16, 17 year olds who I've heard are paying upwards of $800 because they want to have the status car to drive around. They're probably going to crash anyway.
You can't fix stupid. Those are the kinds of things Ramsey talks about, though. And he
drove a beater.
He's right. What does he say? You got to live like no one else now so you can live like no one else later.
And he says cash is king. Right. I'm curious what you all think about this. If you think this is as stupid of an idea as I do, because our text line 314-241-9797 is open. And I just... Seriously, what is the solution for the housing issue, right? I mean, we want to build new homes, but then you, like Ethan and I, we were talking right before the show started about the Palisades. Is that right? And how a lot of the people who live there are having a hard time rebuilding because of all the restrictions that the state of California has in place and code and all these different
hoops
you have to jump through.
And they found out they were underinsured to begin with.
Also that. Right. But then were we also talking to Ethan about how maybe the state's trying to come in and maybe put affordable housing or other things in its place. And that completely changes the dynamic of the whole neighborhood.
Sure does. Yeah. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know that you should go to longer, mortgages like that. Maybe adjustable rate mortgages are something that's going to see a comeback as interest rates fall. That may be a possibility as a way to make some of these things more affordable. I don't know what the answer is. What the answer isn't is loosening up lending guidelines, because then you end up with a 2007 situation where they forced the lenders to reduce their lending guidelines to give people credit who had marginal credit to begin with. Those people then defaulted on their loans. They rebundled the bad debt, and it drugged the market down with it. You can't go that angle again. You just can't. Maybe one answer is to try to build more affordable homes. Another answer is people are going to have to start moving to less populated areas. I'm sorry, you love living in the Palisades, or you want to live in the Palisades in California and then rebuild it. The majority of people won't be able to afford that. You're going to have to move 40, 50, 60 miles away where housing is more affordable. There are vast stretches of land in this country that are still empty. They could build plenty of homes if there's the demand to do it that would be a lot more affordable. Like, for example, there are nice two-story spacious homes in the Warrenton area right now that are in the $200,000 range, which is affordable for a lot of people. But if they work downtown, that's an hour. That's probably an hour's drive at least, right? To Warrenton, guess from
absolutely.
Downtown.
Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe a little more than that with traffic. Monday with all the snow, maybe a 7-hour trip. I don't know. It's a haul.
Well, MoDOT won't realize there's snow coming. So yeah, probably at least 7-8 hours, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You're right. Joe on Facebook is saying the solution is spoiled kids accepting a starter home is not their parents' house.
That I know some kids that when interest rates were 2.5% that walked out of college, got a decent job, and the next thing you know, they're buying a house in the same neighborhood their parents are in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, that's happened. I don't know that that's the norm, but some of them kind of expect that.
Well, people are saying, though, that even the smaller homes, like, for example, you know, my husband and I are interested in real estate, and so we're always scouring, and I've been stunned to see that some of the homes, for example, in St. Charles County, they'll be listed for, you know, $350, and they need a lot of work.
At $350.
And it's not like they're that big. You know what I'm saying? It has been very interesting to me to see what some of these homes are going for that you would think would be turnkey. And most homeowners, unless you're an investor or you're handy yourself, most people would not want to move into that home because of the amount of work that it would need for most people.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's part of that. You know, that gets back to the out of reach, because somebody's going to buy that, invest some money, and flip it for $450,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, unless you're rolling into it with some equity, is going to be a steep climb for a lot of young kids these days. You worry about that. But here, I'll put this in a little historical perspective. I remember in 1980, the 79-80, when interest rates were 11, 12, 14%, and my dad worried that I'd never be able to afford a house because interest rates were so high. Obviously, houses cost a lot less back then, but we've been through this before. We can beat it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Really fast before we go into break, someone on the text line said, doesn't a 50-year mortgage allow a person of less means to get into a house, then later they can refinance under better terms, and hopefully they'll have a greater income down the road?
Well, I mean, like Ramsey pointed out, it's an extra $400 a month. You're saving yourself $300 or $400 a month. I would assume then if you... But you're not going to build any equity in the house if you've got, because you're never paying down the principal. And I don't think we're going to see another growth spurt in terms of equity like we've seen the last 10 years.
And
I mean, it's been crazy. I don't know that growth in home values continues. So it may take you a while. It may take you 15 or 20 years at that higher rate, at that longer term. You're still going to waste a lot of money. Maybe it could help some people.
But also, it's kind of like when you make more money, you tend to spend more money. You're not, you know, saving it and paying off debt. People, it's just a lack of financial responsibility. So
yep.
It just goes back to, if you have the smaller amount, you know, for your mortgage payment, are you really going to be like, yeah, I want to refinance?
Maybe. Hey, when we come back, we will. I want you to hear Stephen A. Smith on The View yesterday. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.